Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
They tell me.
Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. We're living in a sick world. I know you heard me, and we can't stand alone, no, but. Bringing the future will bring us better days. And it ain't hard to say goodbye to yesterday, cause we lost too many soldiers along the way. We lost Chadwick, the king of Wakanda, Bobby and Gigi, ooh, we lost the Mamba. And we lost family, child lost the mama. It feel like the whole world is going up yonder. But I know you're watching us from up there, up there. Let your people know you still care. Send your love now to clear the air. Oh, please, Lord, clear the air. Living in a sick world, but I'm praying you are well. We can't stand to lose nobody else. Can't stand to lose nobody. Living in a sick world, asking heaven for a little help. We can't stand to lose nobody else.
You've been had, you've been took, you've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
Second, yes, yes, yes. Okay, look like I was having audio problems, but I think I'm in here. I hope y'all heard me in the beginning of the show. Hope y'all heard me in the beginning of the show. Seem like I'm back now. Let me double check something here. Sorry, I don't know if y'all heard me in the beginning. Let me see here. Okay, double check this microphone. All right, so I start over. Cut this mic off. Yes, sir. So I go over here and start over now. Yes, sir. So welcome in, sisters and brothers, right here with the Sunray 9 show. Welcome in right here to the Sunray 9 show. I am Brother Sunray 9, your host right here, coming to you live and direct right here on Blog Talk Radio. Most definitely, indeed, coming to you live and direct from Blog Talk Radio. Indeed, there's Truth Talk with Brother Sunray 9 coming here on this magnificent early, what they call Sunday morning, sisters and brothers. Just want to come in here and talk to you about some things. You know, we had a great conversation. I was saying this earlier. I don't know if y'all heard me or not. I hope y'all did, so I just kind of repeat it. Just kind of go into something we kind of went into on Friday night show. What a crazy mixed up ass world we live in that we was talking about on Friday. And just want to come back and reiterate some of those things that we kind of talked about on Friday. Now, you know, before I get into that, let me read y'all something here. Let me read you the book of Proverbs right fast. The book of Proverbs, give y'all one a proverb. You know, Proverbs is known as the book of wisdom, right? You know, it's called the book of wisdom from Solomon, of Solomon. So we get to start here at 29, Proverbs 29 and 27. And I'm reading from my Bible, not the King James Version. I'm reading from another version I like to study out of. It's called the Complete Jewish Study Bible. Yes, sir, the Complete Jewish Study Bible. So there's a lot of things worded. And it's not leaning to that Protestant translation. That's another subject in itself. We're not going to get into that today. But here it says that an unjust person is an abomination to the righteous. Let me say that part again, the whole thing. An unjust person is an abomination to the righteous, but he who lives uprightly is an abomination to the wicked. Y'all hear that? So those of you, or those of us who say that we look for righteousness, or we try to do the right thing, you know, if we try to do the right thing in life, we try to live a righteous life. For those who are unrighteous, right, we might say wicked or disagreeable or whatnot, we are an abomination to them. Ain't that something? And so, you know, but they're an abomination to us. First of all, we don't like the things that they are doing, and we don't like that disagreeable and unrighteous way of life that they live and things that they're putting out in society, right? And it goes and vice versa. They don't like the righteousness and the right things that we're trying to do in life. Y'all see it? So that also, that there will forever be a conflict of interest, right, between the two, the righteous and the unrighteous. They're not like because some people try to say this sometimes. Well, you need that balance. You need that. It's a balance. You need both. You need the what they call it, the good and the evil, the unjust and the just, to balance. No, this is not a damn car battery. You know what I mean? And a car battery, yes, that might work. But you know, got what they call the negative and the positive. That work for that, but not when we have what we call human lifestyle, not in our lifestyle. That don't work. That do not work. No, that don't go together. So, we can't have those things today. So, what we was going into Friday, we're not going into that right there because of something on Friday. We was talking about the sister they call. I don't know. I'm about to rephrase that. I don't know if I could even call her a sister because she didn't seem to know what it was to be a woman. So, I don't know if I could even call her a sister. I don't know if I can even use that terminology. I'm trying to see here, man. I can't even get my sound effects and stuff right. So, hell, I'm sorry, y'all. Trying to use my sound effect. Let me see here. What the hell going on? No, that ain't even working today, y'all. That sound seemed like it, but it's not. Okay, we ain't going to worry about that. So we're just going to discontinue that. I was trying to get my soundboard here together with something. Like Key Switch said, something just ain't right. But so we was talking about her and her the nominee for being the Supreme Court Justice, because you know Joe Biden said, right? Then Joe Biden said that he was going to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court, right? But when it get there and they was doing some questioning on her, it's strange, y'all. It was awfully goddamn strange. This woman said that, well, I don't know if I can, like I said, I don't know if I can even call her a woman because she said she couldn't define what a woman was. So how can I call her a woman when the woman, you know, who's supposed to be a woman can't even define what a woman is? So I don't know if I can even technically call her a woman. Can I? I don't know. It's kind of strange, isn't it? Trying to see, man, what is going on with my soundboard. I'm trying to play some clips and things, but don't seem like nothing want to work here today. And that's something. It always happened like that when you're trying to do something. Let me see. Can I do this again? So, but y'all bear with me. There's technical difficulties when you get online. Nope, that's not working. But the Jane Brown, like I said, with the Jane Brown get down is going on, I might get it right here in a second. Nah, something ain't working here. I don't know. My mic is not picking up. But we're not going to worry about that. We're going to keep it going. Let me go back and cut this off right here. Forgive me, y'all, for being so discombobulated. Something ain't working in here today with this soundboard. But anyway, So yeah, so we was talking about Ketanji, whatever. Yeah, I forgot her damn name now, y'all. Brown Jackson. So, and you know, she was saying that she couldn't define what a woman were, and I think that's very strange. She can't define what a woman were, but she's supposed to be a woman, y'all. Y'all know that's real crazy as hell right there, right? But like we said on Friday, and I said, it's not that she can't define what a woman is. It's just that she did not want to define what a woman were because of this thing that she's lining herself up with. You know, we look at this philosophy, I would say, this agenda of the progressives and the liberals, that that's why she didn't want to do this. Y'all got to believe these are things here, as we talked about on the show several times. I always talk about when I be talking, getting into politics. This is why I get into the things dealing with the politics, because of certain agendas and things of this nature that these people, or their mindset. And this is why I say, when y'all look up these words, liberal, progressives, and things of this nature, it's just not a push to vote type thing. This is a philosophy. This is a way of life for these people. So you do have to understand these agendas and things is right, right? So Joe Biden, when you look at these type of things and understand and realize again, what the hell does it mean to be liberal, socialist, and liberal, progressives, and what do these actual things mean? To be liberal, to be conservative, what the hell do they mean? What are these terminologies? You know, progressives and all of this stuff. What does that mean? What does it mean to be a progressive? What does a progressive mean, right? And she was asked, well, let me jump into something, because there were some other things they asked her, too, that we didn't get into on the show. Now, let me read y'all something here about liberals, what the liberals believe according to abortion, because Justice brought up about the thing with I forget the damn dude name. It was just on the tip of my tongue. The one with the Kavanaugh, when he was running, when he was being nominated for the Supreme Court Justice. And, you know, just was saying they didn't ever drill him and say some of the things to him like they was doing her. And I'm going to get into some things Justice was saying again, too. Peace to the brothers. Peace to all my brothers out there, Alpha Male, Brother Justice, and the Chief Rabbi. Peace to the brothers out there as well. And like I said, thank all of y'all for coming in. But and I mentioned about Kavanaugh, and the thing that they was going at him with, it was about, they was talking about he was going to overturn Roe versus Wade. And do y'all, a lot of y'all know about Roe versus Wade? Go and look that up. Roe versus Wade, they was concerned about him overturning Roe versus Wade. Y'all know that's abortion. And we know in the so-called, what is said now, in the so-called black community, they say that we are, you know, we have the highest abortion rate. You know, they said, you know, remember y'all, they said they had those billboards saying, like, in New York or somewhere, place like that. I think it was New York, because I just heard somebody talking about it the other day, that is more babies were born in New York more babies were being aborted than it was being born. Y'all remember that? And they had those billboards out like that. So they're more concerned about abortion, and that's what they're more concerned about, keeping babies being aborted than they were for people, babies being born. They care more about killing, taking of a life, and then preserving life. So even with this, you go and look up, let me read y'all something right here, is liberal, what they believe about abortion. And I'm going to read y'all these other things about conservative. This is what they were concerned about. Let me give you the liberal philosophical meaning, how they believe, and the conservative side, right? Liberal, a woman has the right to decide what happens with her body. A fetus is not a human life. Y'all heard it right. A fetus is not a human life. So it does not have So excuse me, y'all. So it does not have separated individual rights, separate individual rights, right? The government should provide taxpayers funded abortion for women who cannot afford it. The decision to have an abortion is a personal choice of a woman regarding her own body, and the government must protect this right. Women have the right to affordable, safe, legal abortion, including partial birth abortion. Y'all heard this, right? Now, let's go again. In one part, it says, a fetus is not a human life. And I'm reading this because they even asked her, too, about how she feel. I mean, what does life, according to her, when does life begin? Now, remember, y'all, she's supposed to have a child herself. She's supposed to be a mother. She had she has a daughter. I'm going to say a mixed daughter, but that's probably bring that back later. But she has a daughter. So when does life begin? When does life begin in the womb? She couldn't answer. Well, she didn't answer. She don't know. Just like she don't know when, you know, what describes a woman? What's the definition of a woman? Well, I guess that would be right. If she don't know what's the definition of a woman, I guess she don't know when does life begin in the womb. I guess she don't know, hell, because she don't know what the simple, you know, simple thing as describing what a woman is. So I guess she wouldn't know. You know, that don't sound right. But I'm just going with her logic, the logic up there trying to play. So I guess she wouldn't know when life began, right? But anyway, so you see that. So they're more about, and they said the government should provide taxpayer-funded for abortion for women who can't afford it. So this is what the liberals care about. So this is why they was asking her, the conservatives, this is why they was asking her those questions. Right? So y'all say, you know, you were talking about this, you know, like Justin was like, well, they wouldn't, you know, the questions they was asking, they wouldn't ask no conservative because conservatives don't, you know, get down with that. They're pro-life. But they wanted to find out what's her, because she's sitting there getting ready to try to be, and they're going to pass it. They're going to nominate her. There's no question about it. The Democrats has the numbers. So she will be nominated. That's no doubt, y'all. But anyway, so this is why they was questioning her on this, because again, according to liberals, a fetus is not a human life. This is why they asking her that particular question, when does life begin? And she said she don't know, you know, because she had to say anything about being a fetus, you know, that goes against the Democrats or the liberal philosophical mindset that goes against their thought. So she don't want to piss the hand off that cedar. Y'all know that, right? Here's conservative things. Here's a conservative concept for what they feel about abortion. Human life begin at conception. Y'all see the difference? A fetus is not a human life, according to liberals. But the conservatives believe that human life began at conception. This is why, again, my brothers and sisters, they wanted to ask her to see what would be her answer. How does she believe about abortion? And I'm going to tell you, let me stop right there before I finish reading the whole thing about what conservatives believe about abortion. Now, there was a brother here that's in the state of Tennessee. What's that guy's name? I think his name was Roscoe Dixon. I think it was Roscoe Dixon, if my mind memory can serve me correct. Let me see. Let me Google that. I can't damn Google it. I'm on the phone. Roscoe Dixon, right? He was a Democrat. And I talked about this a couple of years ago, about a year or two ago on the show. They actually kicked him out the Democratic Party. Yes, they kicked him out the Democratic Party for two reasons. Well, actually one reason, but it was two things that they didn't like that he was doing, that he went against the Democratic values. And y'all heard I say of values because it is valuable to them. Two things. He was pro-life. He didn't agree with abortion because he was a pastor. Uh-oh. Yes, he was a pastor. So he didn't agree with abortion. So that went against the Democrats' value system. Well, they believe in it. And I hate to use the word value system with that because there's no value in that. But he went against that. He was not with them on the abortion, right? Another thing, by him being a pastor, he stood against LGBT rights. Also, he had to go. He had to get the hell out of there. They actually kicked the man out of the Democratic Party. He represented them, you know, because they kept saying his way of voting leaned towards the conservatives' side. That's what they were saying. His values or with his voting had stopped leaning too much towards the conservative side, so he can no longer represent the Democratic Party. So they actually kicked the man out, and I think he served in the seat that he was in. I forgot what the seat were and all that. I think damn near 14 years or even probably more. I forgot the whole story now, but his name just came to my mind when I was looking up at conception. And he was a pastor, right? And that's what he was supposed to have been believing and standing on as a pastor. So they kicked him out of it. He couldn't stay in that party because, you know, it wasn't that they wanted to stand with him because he believed in, the right thing to do for people and humanity. He couldn't stand with they said God and the Democratic Party, because I tell y'all, man, they are anti-God to death, man. They are, I know some of y'all don't give a damn about the concept of a most high power or God anyway, but just like the Democratic Party, you know, that is what it is. But they damn sure don't, man. They are anti-God for sure. But anyway, let's keep going with the conservative about human life, right? Human life begins at conception. Abortion is the murder of a human being. Mm-hmm. That's why they was concerned about Kavanaugh, Brother Justice. An unborn baby as a living human being has separate rights from those of the mother. They oppose taxpayer-funded abortion. Taxpayer dollars should not be used for the government to provide abortion. Supported legislation to prohibit partial birth abortion, called partial birth abortion ban. So the conservative, if you are a conservative, supposed to be that now, right? We see the difference, right? You say that a human life began at conception. Some of the, you know, y'all know what conception, y'all know the whole thing about conception, the whole. That's conception. And they said abortion is the murder of a human being. No matter if the baby's still in the womb, he's still as a human being. And they said the baby here, conservatives said the baby has a separate right, even though it's connected to the mother still in the womb with the umbilical cord, but it still has separate rights opposite of the mother. And it says that the taxpayer should not be funding abortion. We should not be funding abortion. You know, and the government should not be providing funds for abortion. This is here. So y'all see this. This is why I tell y'all, look up these terminologies. Look them up. And it's deeper than just because you're voting. You don't have to damn vote to have these value systems. You don't have to be voting to have a value systems, you know. And myself, I'm that's why I tell y'all, when I look up these things about learning what a conservative is, I lean to the conservative side. I am conservative. And I'm not talking about being a Republican. Let's get that right. I'm not saying being a Republican. I say that I lean towards the conservative side. It just saying that, excuse me, I might the value system that I have. That's why. That's what I'm talking about. But with her, a lot of the things that this sister's dangerous. She's going to be dangerous. To be a detriment to even you as a black community, which I call the black community, African American community, whatever. And here's something I want to say. We said it on the show. This is why I keep saying, y'all, I got away from all of this. I'm not saying I'm not, you know, what we call black anymore. I ain't gave up my damn black card. But I refuse to play the racial game anymore. I tell y'all this. I ain't came no goddamn sellout. Because y'all probably say that now because I said I used the word saying I'm conservative. No. I learned to use, as my good brother Carter G. Woodson says, my own analytical mind. Right? I learned how to do that. I'm not playing the goddamn game anymore and the emotional game that they have us playing to captivate our mind, to enslave our mind so they can control us with our feelings about how we feel about a certain thing. And that feeling is the feeling of being so-called black. They have learned to control us with this blackness. But I'm black and I'm proud, you know, and so they learn control. So I don't want to be controlled anymore with my blackness just because of my blackness. And I go here because we've seen the whole thing about a lot with this Donald Trump situation. They really controlled the hell out of the minds and emotion and the feelings of so-called black people with the Donald Trump saying he's racist, he's racist, he's racist. Now, here is something, y'all. Do y'all find this ironic? Let me ask you this. Do y'all find this thing awfully ironic? The people that they have put before us in political office, whether it was, hell, I don't know, they're still in Clarence Thomas Hill, who was nominated to the Supreme Court Justice. Hell, you know, he's married to a so-called white woman, right? Right? Is that true? Yes, it is. Clarence Thomas. Barack Obama. Here's the situation, Barack Obama. We know he wasn't married to a so-called black woman, but he is a what they call mulatto himself. His mother was so-called European stock, right? Heritage goes back. Even though he was not, he was mixed, though. He wasn't full-bred, full-blooded, as they might say, black man and woman, right? I mean, back from a black man or a black woman, right? So anyway, with that one, that was a flea flicker they had to throw in that. But we get Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, y'all know the situation with her. Now we get Ketanji Brown, what's her name, Jackson? Her. She's married to a European, just like Kamala Harris, married to a European, a so-called white man, as they call them, so-called white man, right? Don't we see this here? That's a trip, right? Man, you got Kamala Harris married to a white, so-called white man, Caucasian, and now you got, here's this woman being nominated, two women, highest office in the land, being married to white men. And now and we want to push, and now here we want to talk about women want to get mad when a black man goes out and marry a white woman. But now I don't hear this whole thing about nobody's getting upset when these two women are married to white men, right? And they've been pushed out to the world and to the public as, well, the first black this, the first black woman. Excuse me, y'all. That ain't Corona. Allergies to kick it up. But yes, so it's out of the rank. Y'all see, and the thing I'm bringing up is because now everybody's cheerleading behind her, you know, and rallying behind her. And y'all don't listen to Cory Booker and all of them damn dumbass folks like that, man. Y'all quit listening to they dumbasses anyway. But you get the Cory Bookers and all of these people who rallying behind it to get you to cheerlead, and all of these people want to, you know, pump it up. She's the first black woman here. Well, she didn't feel so black, and y'all taking up for her. Like my brother Justice, and we talking about you, Justice. Right when you came in, when I asked you the fact about define what is a woman, you went, my brother. You went straight to define. I mean, trying to defend her. You went straight to trying to defend her blackness when the woman didn't even defend her own blackness by marrying someone black. So this is what we're talking about. Stop, get off that bullshit, y'all. Y'all get off of that BS. I'm sorry about the profanity, but get off of that BS, that BS, because she didn't feel black enough to marry a black man. She, y'all want to defend her, and she didn't even marry a black man, huh? And we talk about, what's that thing, keeping the bloodline pure. Well, hell, she didn't. She didn't. She got a Barack Obama baby. What I'm talking about, Barack Obama baby. She got a mixed breed baby. She got a mulatto child. So don't come to me with all that blackness bull crap when, hell, the woman that y'all, some of y'all are trying to defend is not even married to a black man. Huh? Not even married to a black man. But y'all are so quick to goddamn it defend her and talk about they are being racist towards her. Huh? Well, shit, she's being racist towards you because she didn't see fit to marry a black man. What? There's no black man that met her standards? Was there not a black man that met her standard for her to marry? That's why I say y'all got y'all better deal with the truth. Get out your goddamn feelings about the blackness. And number one, this woman does not represent blackness with all of that, and she can't tell you what a goddamn woman is. Then she's a bit abortion. Then she's more, as I say, liberal towards those who doing things towards children with the, what you call this, pornographic films and this thing here. I tell y'all, man, and this is what, you know, y'all want to take up for this thing, so this nature, for this woman here, and this is what y'all want. You just don't know what you're going to get your goddamn self into. You just don't know when y'all going to deal with this woman. You know, because she's going to be in there. There's no doubt about that. I wish I could had my sound playing that I can play this thing. But I can't. I don't know what's going on. Let's read something else here. Oh, let's read something else here, my brothers and my sisters. I'm going back again. Liberals. Since we want to talk about her and the same-sex marriage. Uh-oh. Yes. Let's read this here about how liberals feel about same-sex marriage versus conservative. Can we do that? Let's do some comparative analysis here today. Can we do that right here on the Southern Ray 9 show? This is the truth. What the hell is the name of this show, y'all? Truth Talk with Brother Southern Ray 9. I guess that's what it is, right? So I guess I can speak some truths, right? Can I? No? Let's go. The liberals' marriage to them is marriage is the union of people who love each other. It should be legal for gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender individuals to ensure equal rights for all. Y'all hear what this is? This the liberal thing, right? Okay. Support same-sex marriage. Opposed to the creation of the constitutional amendment establishing marriage as a union of one man and one woman. We're going to come back to that one. Okay. All individuals, regardless of their sexual orientation, have the right to marry. Y'all see that? Is it all individuals, regardless of their sexual orientation, have the right to marry? Prohibiting same-sex citizens from marrying denies them their civil rights. So civil rights just ain't got nothing to do with black folks, right? Civil rights ain't got nothing to do with just black folks getting dogged out. So I'm going to let y'all hear this now. I'm going to say it for the record. So Dr. King didn't march, y'all. He didn't march just for you to have civil rights to vote black folks. He didn't march, my brothers and sisters, for you to be able to drink out the same water fountain as your so-called white counterpart. He didn't, whatever y'all, listen here, he didn't do that. Dr. King. That's why I tell y'all, history going to tell it probably another 10, 15 years from now, probably sooner than that. Dr. King actually married, or I mean not married, I'm sorry. Dr. King actually died. He was killed as a civil rights leader because he was fighting for the right for LGBT to get married. That, listen, y'all, I'm saying this. This is not, nobody else is saying this. This is not how it's written. But when our children get down the line, probably 10, 15 years, or probably even sooner than that, this is probably, I'm just saying probably, y'all. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but just the way I'm seeing it, this is probably what they're going to be reading about Dr. King. The history going to say that this is what Dr. King fought for through the Civil Rights Movement. It has nothing to do with black folk fighting for equality. It was for LGBTQ, whatever the alphabet is. It was for their civil rights. But let's proceed, y'all. Let's proceed. So it says, opinion have been varied on whether the issue of equal rights to civil rights for African Americans. But let's go here. Let's go back up to something here. Oh, boy. It says, oppose the creation of the constitutional amendment establishing marriage as a union of one man and one woman. That's why that woman can't define. That's why she refused to define, right? Because then don't the Supreme Court justices them have to deal with the Constitution? Don't they have to deal with the Constitution? Don't they, right? Huh? Now, they have to uphold the Constitution, the laws of the Constitution. So with this here said, the liberals oppose the creation of the constitutional amendment which established marriage as a union of one man and one woman. This is why she would not define what a woman were, because this woman know damn well she's not going to go on there and uphold the Constitution. Hell, Barack Obama and them wasn't trying to uphold the goddamn Constitution. And this is why. If, because by him legally making same-sex marriage the law of the land, that violated the Constitution of America, right? Didn't that violate the Constitution, United States Constitution, the highest law of the land, by them federalizing it? Because if it says that they established the marriage as a union between one man and one woman, this is why, y'all, they want to taint it. This is why they want to confuse, and this is why they want to take away words such as man and woman, male and female. This is why they want to take away these terminologies and don't want to use those things. And that's what, why? Because, you know, and that will overturn the Constitution. So they're not trying to abide by the Constitution. The Constitution is like toilet paper to them now. It's like Bounty, the quicker picker upper to them, right? It's like don't squeeze the Sherman. It don't mean shit. It just used to wipe something off, either wipe their ass or pick up a spill with it. It don't mean nothing for them to follow the law with. But let's go on. Let's get to the conservative side. Let's get to the conservative side if we can. Let me see here. Let me jump over here. Okay, the conservatives. This is what they believe is the conservative side about same-sex marriage. Marriage is a union of one man and one woman. Opposite same-sex marriage. It says Support Defense of Marriage Act is called DOMA, passed 1996. Excuse me, I'm trying to get this allergy here. Let me see, go back. Support the Defense of Marriage Act, passed in 1996, affirms the right of states not to recognize same-sex marriage license in other states, requiring citizens to sanction same-sex relationships, violate moral and religious beliefs of millions of, come on, y'all. Marie, check this out, y'all. Listen up. And I tell y'all them goddamn liberals are anti-Most High, right? Y'all know I'm what they might say, Israelite, or you might say Jewish, however y'all want to call it, right? Here we go. I follow the Tanakh, or the what y'all call the Old Testament, or the Torah. Here we go. It says requiring citizens to sanction same-sex marriage relations violate the moral and religious beliefs of millions of Christians, Jews, Muslims, and others who believe marriage is the union of one man and one woman. It violates the what? The moral and religious beliefs. Now, this is why a lot of people attack, especially y'all see on the in this conscious community. That's why I talk about the conscious community a lot, right? And I talk about morals. I talk about values. This is why y'all hear Brother Ariah also known as Brother Sun Ray 9, same person, just schools of thought. This is why I talked about these things a lot. I talk about this. And this is why, you know, having values, having moral principles, having values, and, you know, whether y'all might say it's religious beliefs or whatnot, and because religious beliefs give you a lot of moral values, you know, I don't want to go out and bust my brother upside the head and rob him and steal him and kill him, from, you know, and do bodily harm and some other things because of what I believe in. I believe these things are truly wrong. Some of y'all said it's just natural things that it come natural to you. Well, hell, a lot of people don't give a damn about it being natural. We got a lot of people out here busting somebody upside the goddamn head. You know, the Bible says does not, you know, sleep with their neighbor's wife and all of this, you know, but I know that was talking about the Israel, truth of Israel at that time, but I don't choose not to do those type of things, you know. I choose not to do anybody harm. You know, whether y'all say that's in the laws of Maat, but shit, y'all better start living the laws of Maat then, right? Because, you know, according to the, as we were talking about that, the Kemetic way of life, they believe in life after death. And they believe if you live out those codes of Maat, right? Because you're going to be judged by the codes of Maat, right? Y'all call it the laws of Maat or the negative confession, however you want to, you know, term it. It don't matter to me. So you have to live by those codes. So those are moral codes that was given. So in that, so going back, these codes, well, they said millions of Christians, Jews, Muslims, and others. Now, even though I have to say some of those Christians, some of those Jews, some of those Muslims might themselves participate in homosexual activities themselves. That's on the individual. That has nothing to do with the value system of the principles or whatever this spiritual system of beliefs, religious beliefs, as some of y'all would say. That ain't got nothing to do with that. That's the individual. Because just because a person might say he's an Israelite don't mean, goddammit, he's going to be a righteous. Y'all can read that throughout the Bible. Hell, Israel had plenty of unrighteous-ass kings, wicked-ass kings in the nation of Israel. So that don't mean nothing. You know what I mean? So a person can claim to be something. That don't mean they're righteous. But anyway, but we see the difference here with the liberals and the conservative, how they believe. This is why, I keep reiterating a lot of things, brothers and sisters. Everything goes back to a belief, a philosophy, or whatever. It does. And we can see some things, how things go according to how a person believes. And that's why I said, just because a person said he's a Democrat, right? Because I talk about the Democrats a lot. Throwing all of them in the pot and say all of them are bad. I wouldn't do that because I don't know what actually is his deep root of philosophy, what he really believes in. Because even with that, you know, you got like Democrats. They go into the party Democrat. But they can go either way. He might be a liberal. He might be a progressive. You know, I didn't know nothing about none of this shit, y'all. Most black people, most people who vote don't know nothing about all this shit there. They just know you're a Democrat or a Republican. They don't know the other shit. They don't know all this leftist, this rightist, this far right. They don't know nothing about all them, the other lip branches and things that go along with that. They just know Democrat, Republican, right? Do we know anything about Obama being a damn progressive? No, we didn't know shit about that. We just know he ran under the Democratic Party. We didn't know I'm calling it philosophical ways, his principles, the way he think, you know, and the way he act, I mean, the way he vote and his policies, why he, you know, supported certain policies. We didn't know that shit, right? We just know he was a Democrat, right? George Bush, he wasn't no goddamn good either, but, you know, he was a goddamn globalist. So that's the thing about it. Now, it ain't just because they Democrats or Republicans. Y'all been looking, like I said, what do they truly believe in behind the banner of being a Democrat or Republican? That's what you got to look at. What do they believe in behind, under that banner? So most people, like y'all say, they all the same thing. They all the same. It don't matter. Nope. That's not true. That's not true. Stop that shit. That's why I don't like to say that because, you know, that's why people say the same thing about all black people. All black people, they number thugs, hoodlums, and hood rats, and welfare recipients. No, don't do that shit. No, like what Dr. King said, judge a person by the content of their character. Judge a person by the content of their character, right? Whether they truly believe. Just because, you know, like a lot of us, like brother, we're going to throw it out here. My brother, Alpha Male, my Chief Rabbi, Justice, and myself, all of us have different beliefs on things. Just because we be on Culture Freedom and we talking on this one show, we all believe in certain things different from another. This is probably the thing we believe, you know, we probably all believe in, and on certain things we all believe the same, but you better believe there's a lot of things that we don't believe the same thing about, strongly about. We have our different opinions on certain things, right? And, you know, and we sometimes it comes out on the show. Y'all hear it on the show. You know, so this is what you have to understand. Even though we own Culture Freedom, that's why I'm just trying to give y'all an analogy. Even though we own Culture Freedom, but we still have our own individuals' beliefs about certain things. We feel strongly, like Dave say, and we'll use politics, and we my brother Dave. He'll say, I don't give a damn about politics one way or another. That's his, you know, that's the way he believes. Yeah, I mean, damn, hey, that's it. You know, we can't beat the hell out of him, tie him down and make him believe. Brother Alpha Male, you know, he tell y'all, hey, well, hold them accountable. And just if they're not doing the right thing, hey, just hold your goddamn vote or whatnot. You don't have to vote for him. I'm not saying he don't have to say it. He just make it more Alpha Male just want you to be more accountable from what I get. He just said, be more goddamn accountable, you know, when you're going out. If you're going to vote, don't just run your ass out there like it. Justin was like, well, I ain't voting for no goddamn Republican. I just can't see myself voting for a Republican. I don't give a damn what he say or what they trying to do. I just can't do it. Because I got diehard. I'm a diehard Democrat to the core. My family will whoop my behind if I go vote Democrat. And that's, you know, that's how you feel, y'all. That's how, you know, that's the belief. Some people don't probably want to use belief, but that's the belief. I can't do nothing. But that's why we talk about it. We share information and throw things around, ideas, and try to show and prove, as the Nation Gods on Earth would say. And try to get the people to look at it, you know, differently, you know, what you believe. It's like people go at the Bible and try to throw things out about the Bible, about what we believe in the Bible. You know, and we'll show and prove some things, you know. Like certain people take everything in the Bible as literal, I would say. Literal. I'm talking about even Bible, take everything in that literal. Some of us, like myself, I don't take every damn thing in that literal. Pardon the Red Sea. Do I take that literal? I know some of you are like, well, hey, man, how you supposed to be a Bible believer? You talking about you a moral, you a teacher of the Bible, and you saying you don't even believe that God parted the Red Sea. I don't take that as a literal story as it is. Listen, I'm not going to stay on the Bible. But certain things, you look at stories, right, and you get the principles. You learn the principles behind the story. Some people, like I said, that's why I said something Israelite, they take this damn thing that this actually happened. You know, then you take it and you read it and get the principle behind the story. This is what the whole thing, Justice, you got to learn about myth, brother, because you be talking about myth sometime. Learn what a myth is, my brother. We're going to get into that. When we get into that on another show, we're going to go into some interesting things probably coming up this Friday, y'all. We're going to take it out of space and some other stuff this Friday. I'm going to go back at some of my old, like we used to do as Nawabian day. We're going to go all out of space and everything this coming up Friday, man. Most high willing. Because Merle Alpha Male brought up some interesting things about the Draco's constellation and things of that nature. And he was saying that he's not from here. I know they kind of threw some people for a loop. So we're going to get into some things of that nature probably this Friday. We're going to take it somewhere else, y'all. We're going to get into some of this coast-to-coast AM type information this Friday, man. Yes, sir. I hadn't went in down the road in a long time. So I think we might get into some of this stuff this Friday, man. We're going to figure it out. I have it all planned out by Friday. But Well, yeah, just want to come in the house, man. Just talk about the truth, y'all. Yeah, but you know, we gotta really watch who we are taking up for and trying to defend on a lot of things, man. Because brothers and sisters, we are living in some crucial times for sure, which y'all know that. You know, we're seeing the high-ass gas prices, high-ass food prices, which, you know, they're trying to say there's going to be a shortage on a lot of food. So I was looking at some things the other day. They were talking about, like, food shortages. And it just, man, we are living in some real, like I said, crucial times. And I'm not saying it's the end of the world, as some of my Bible believers, you know, like the Christians might tell you, we're in the end of the world, y'all. Jesus is coming back. No, I'm not saying no stuff like that. But it is some trying times that we're in, man. And damn, I don't know, bro. I wish I could get this damn this what you call working. I can't seem to get this in my bag. I'm trying to check my sound. Yeah, wish I can get this sound effect back here playing. I mean, not sound effect, so y'all can hear this stuff. It's just, let me see if I test something. Okay, hold tight. There you go. Y'all let echo, though. See, I'm trying to play this Judge Joe Brown. He was talking about some stuff. Let me play some of this. This was on the Judge Joe Brown show. Let me play a little Judge Joe Brown. Peace out to Judge Joe Brown. I think Judge Joe Brown still be on here on Blog Talk. I think he does. I'm not sure. I think that he was on here with Valerie Denise Brown on Friday nights. Shout out to Judge Joe Brown. Let me see in his place. Let me see, sister, bro. Let me see. Give me one second. Uh-oh. No, it's not playing. There we go. Okay. Let me see. Hold on, sister, brother's not doing it. No, sir, it ain't playing. I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay. Yeah, maybe next time. Yeah, it won't play. It won't play. I was trying to play the video. I don't know what's going on. I can't get my sounds to come through today. I tried it next time. So I switch out my monitors. But maybe next time we get that to play. Yeah, I was going to try to play something with Judge Joe Brown. But you know what? I'm going to get the hell out of here, man. I just want to come in here and talk with y'all, man. You know, like I said, I'll probably be doing back the Fun Ring 9 show, some shows and doing some commentating on some things, start back. Just do it right here on Culture Freedom, because I tell you, they shut down. They suspended my account on Spotify, but I was doing a couple of shows on Spotify. So, and y'all probably got a chance to check out some of them on, was it iHeart, Apple, so Amazon store. So don't follow the Culture Freedom, the Sunray 9 show on that. Went on those things where y'all see the Sunray 9 show and those podcasts and sites. Don't follow those anymore because, like I said, I can't do them on there no more. They actually suspend them. So I'll be just doing everything. If I do some shows, I would still do it back here on Culture Freedom, the Sunray 9 show. You know, just some individual shows. I come on by myself and drop a little commentary and some things that's in the news or whatnot. I'm getting at some of those things right there. So, man, I just wanted to come in here and just touch on some stuff we did on Friday a little bit with this Katarji, man. That shit, you know, I'm going to tell y'all something too, man. It really, for me, I had to say it. That shit was really embarrassing. I don't know how y'all take it. That shit there was embarrassing with her. You know, because still, even again, we're talking about a woman. Well, like I said, you damn near don't even know if I can call her a woman because she can't even say if she's a woman. But the point is just, you know, her supposed to be a woman and saying the shit that she was saying, and you even still, you want to be proud of so-called who's black, you know, having some kind of achievement. But that shit right there was embarrassing. And then a lot of things, just on another note, black people you got to stop pawns in the games for other people. Quit being pawns in the goddamn game for other people. So I tell y'all, man, see, a lot of this shit, you know, we can blame everybody else. We can blame so-called white people and whoever else and for our downfall and the reason that we are not progressing and, you know, not progressing as the liberal, but the Democrat progressing, but not the way we are achieving the things we're supposed to. And that's because a lot of black folk is involved in a lot of this shit, man. They're involved in a lot of the things that keeping black people stagnated, because as long as they get in the piece of the pie that they want, they looking for, right? They see the pie on the table. As long as they get their slice of the piece of the pie, they give a damn if you eat some. They just want theirs. And this is about me, myself, and I. Damn about us. They're about me, myself, and I. So, yeah, they're in, black people are involved in keeping other black people down, financially burdened, and a lot of other shit. A lot of other stuff. So that's why I said, you just can't blame, goddammit, the white man, because, like I said, I got to go to this one. Like I said, Elijah Muhammad told you about the blonde-haired, blue-eyed devil, but that was before. But with that story, hell, the man who made the devil was a so-called black scientist. Y'all listen to the teaching, it was a black scientist called Yaqub. Wasn't Yaqub supposed to be black? I'm just saying, according to the story of the Nation of Islam, he was black. And according to that story, he said he wanted to make, he wanted to graft, take from the, because he seen in the germ of the black man, a germ that was weak, weak germ. And he wanted to extract from the black man another race of people to rule over the black man. Now, what kind of shit is this? Now, wait a minute now. Black people, listen here. Check it out. Now, we said black, the black man and woman is the original man, right? We was having all kind of glorious things. We was creating civilizations. We were creating science. We were creating mathematics. We were building the pyramids. We were doing all type of stuff that we talk about, right, before the white man got here. So that means we were doing damn good. According to, you know, what's been said, we was having a goddamn, James Brown said we was having a good time. We had a funky good time. We was having a funky good time before the white man got here, right? And then all of a sudden, this black dude got dissatisfied somewhere. They call him a dissatisfied scientist, like one of our scientists, because they say Yaqub was a scientist. He was the original Dr. Haeckel, right? And Mr. Hyde all by himself. So he decided, just black folk having too much goddamn fun and creating all this stuff all over the planet, right? He decided to make a people unlike the black people that was having all the fun, creating all the stuff. So he wanted to create a race of people, or, you know, what they call a race of people, called the so-called white man, and make him to rule over the black people. So wait a minute. So when Yaqub technically be a devil himself, when he be the fucking devil, the original devil, he's black now. I mean, I'm remembering that now. Don't forget that now. He's a black man. When he be the original devil, so, and when he be extracting some devilishment, as my grandma used to say, some devilishment out of the original black man, because this devilishment had to come from somewhere. Because it even came out of the mind of a black man to even want to create a race that ruled over his own people. Because it was his people, right? Yaqub, you know, I'm talking about Yaqub. The other black people on the planet was his people, right? So it was a black man who was the first goddamn devil, according to, if we go according to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with that one. I know they ain't teaching it like that, but I'm just breaking it down like that. They're not teaching it that way. So, if the white man was created to do what he's doing. So how can you blame somebody? I'm not trying to get him off the hook, y'all. That ain't what the hell I'm sitting here doing. But I'm just trying to make us think. Guess what? Y'all listen to Sun Ray. Y'all listen to Brother Sun Ray. I just try to make you think about the things that we are being told. That's it. I'm not trying to take up for nobody or nothing else, get nobody off the hook. make excuses for them. I'm just trying to get us to think about the stories and about the logic that we have been told for so long, and the things that sometimes we regurgitate. I have too, that we have been regurgitating, and now we sit back and I think about it, like, hold up, that shit don't make no goddamn sense. Like, wait a minute, man. Like Malcolm said, we've been hoodwinked, we've been bamboozled, we've been run amok. Wait a minute. Hold up. Like Nate Dogg said, y'all, hold up. Hold up, man. That don't make no sense. The black man was the one who created him, but we mad at him. We ought to be mad at the goddamn black man, Yaqub, who created him to rule over us, to come in to destroy us, to who have raped our people. Hell, if it wasn't for, so we got to go back to the root cause of it. If it wasn't for Yaqub creating him, this black scientist who created him, we wouldn't be in this goddamn mess that we in. So we got to blame the black devil. This is what we said. We keep looking at everybody else, putting the responsibility and pointing the fault in, on everybody else, when we should be looking at our own goddamn self and saying that, what are we doing to hurt our own selves? What are we doing? That's why we can talk about the drugs in the neighborhood, the crime that's in the neighborhood. Okay, how are we complicit in these things, right? How instrumental are we, our own selves, in it? Like I said, like I be saying a lot of times, just because somebody dropped the drugs off in your neighborhood don't mean you got to goddamn it pick them up and go sell them. Just because they dropped a truckload of guns off in your neighborhood don't mean you got to pick them up and go shoot your own brother with them. You ought to catch the son of a gun who dropped the drugs off, who dropped the guns off in your neighborhood, and go put them guns and make his ass eat them drugs for dropping the shit off in your community. That's what you ought to do. But no, but we say, well, the reason that we see, we try to justify using the drugs, we try to justify getting the guns and killing each other with them, because see, the reason why we do it is because, see, brother, we fighting for limited resources, my sisters and brothers in the community. This is the why we have the high black on black crime the way we do, because of limited resources. Okay. Okay, if that make you sleep good at night, okay. If that's the pill you got to swallow to make you feel good and sleep good at goddamn night, go ahead. Do your thug thizzle. Do your thug thizzle. Because that don't make no goddamn sense. It just ain't just to me, y'all. It just ain't to me, but... Let me read something. I hadn't read this in a mighty long time. I want to say a mighty long time. Let's go right here to the good book, brother. Let's go to the good book, the other book, good book. You know, I know the, you know, the Tartori is the good book they say that I read from, but I'm talking about the good book right here from our good brother, man, Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Talk about that miseducation of the Negro. The miseducation of the Negro. And this is the one that I love. This is in the introductional page of the book, Miseducation of the Negro. And our good brother Carter G. Woodson says this right here. Here we go. He says, the problem of holding the Negro down, therefore, is easily solved. When you control a man's thinking, you do not have to worry about his action. You do not have to tell him not to stand here or go yonder. He will find his proper place and will stay in it. You do not need to send him to the back door. He will go without being told. In fact, if there is no back door, he will cut one for his special benefit. His education makes it necessary. And with that one right there, that's a good one, man. Carter G. Woodson, the late great Carter G. Woodson. And for a matter of fact, his education makes it necessary. Now, we go to a clipping, and the clip, and I'll put it right here again one more time. Representative Marshall Blackburn out of Memphis, not out of Memphis, but out of Tennessee, she said that she was talking about when she was talking to Kunji Brown. She was talking about by her not being able or seeming to be so hard to define what the definition of a woman is. That's when she started saying that. I'm going to play the clip, and this is by this progressive education that seemed, that's not no seen, I seen hell, they are. This progressive education that's being promoted in the school systems is, you know, really messing the mindsets of the people up. And Carter G. Woodson says, you know, we'll go back to what he says, his education makes it necessary. See, their education, he says, go back, what he says, when he mentioned in Carter G. Woodson says, when you're controlling man's thinking, you do not have to worry about his actions. So these thinking that they're having to promote in the school system, these progressive, these liberals, these way far leftist ideas and beliefs that they're promoting in the school systems through the children's education, through booklets and like critical race theory and things of this nature, and having, this is why I say I don't agree with the critical race theory teachings, you know, where they want to basically, and this is not, and this is maybe my own definition. I'm not saying this is the definition of critical race theory, Justice, because I know you're going to say it. I hear you. I hear you're going to say it. But critical race theory, when they're teaching that, and I say that the white man is, you know, they teach that, that the white person is a racist by nature, children, white children are racist and all of these type of things, and all of this type of thing, their babies are born, and they brought these type of things out to her in the nominee when she was being nominated. They brought critical race theory thing up with her too. But they're teaching about babies, the white babies, y'all are, you know, races being born, races and all of these type of things. And, you know, baby, and basically black people, so-called black people, and the reason that you having such a hard time, or reason that you can't succeed in America, is because of racism, white supremacy. And see, that's why I don't really like that. I don't like, now I'm not saying that there's not any truth to those things. I'm not saying there's no truth to that. There's no certain system that has not, that's not being set in play. But damn it, you can achieve whatever the hell you want to achieve if you fight for it hard enough. You can do it if you set your goddamn mind for it hard enough. Because I tell y'all, didn't we? And it's kind of hard. It's kind of, when you look at it, how did our brothers and sisters, right? Because they want to sell us this story, right? They want to sell us this story. How did our brothers and sisters achieve? Because we always talk about Black Wall Street now, before the goddamn bombing. How were they so successful? How were they so successful? If these people were so goddamn racist, how were they so successful to have a Wall Street, right? Now, despite we talk about what they've done after and blew it up, but we got to talk about, we couldn't be talking about a Black Wall Street if they have never achieved it, if they never had to reach those goals of setting it up. We wouldn't be talking about how they bombed it, because, you know, but they achieved it, even in the thick of racism and oppression. So, Rosewood, all these places we talk about in black excellence, even in the face of racism, white supremacy, in a system with Jim Crow and the black codes, black people were still achieving excellence, right? Black excellence. So, you know, when they're trying to teach this shit, it is like it handicapped certain people, not all, but it would try to handicap our children and say that the reason we can't do this because, you know, white racism, white supremacy. And they will, some will feel that they cannot achieve any goddamn thing because the system, or the, what do you call it, y'all, the cards are stacked against them. The deck is already stacked against them. So it's like, really ain't no use of me trying, brother. Because, hey, man, we ain't going to be able to do nothing, man. The white man already, man, got everything in his hand. He ain't going to let us get nothing, brother. So ain't no sense you going out here trying to establish a black business. Ain't no sense you trying to buy no land, brother. The white man ain't going to sell you no land. That's why I don't like the critical race theory. Because I don't, you're going to tell me what the fuck I can't be able to do. Because even if you try to put up obstacles, I'm going to find a way to try to get around it, go over it, go through it, goddamn it, do something, go beside it, do something. I just ain't going to stand there and just look at the goddamn wall. Well, man, I don't think I'm going to be able to go. I'm going to just have to turn around and go back. No, I'm going to find me some dynamite. I'm going to find me a javelin stick or something and jump over that motherfucker or do something. You know, we're going to find a way to get around this motherfucker, man. So there's what they say, man, the old, they always used to say, if there's a will, there's a goddamn way. If there's a will, there's a damn way. And this is what we're going to have to find, this way, man. So quit letting people, brothers and sisters, handicap you, tell you this bullshittity. That's why I can't stand that critical race theory bullshit. And then also, maybe try to empower so-called, you know, little white children, indoctrinate them in this foolishness. In this foolishness. That's why even you see a lot of so-called white people that European descent even going against the critical race theory. They're going against the critical race theory more than any goddamn body. They are going against it more than any so-called black individuals are going against the critical race theory. And if it was all about empowering them, teaching that they have the power, why the hell are they going against it? Just think about it. If it's about teaching that, you know, that these children are inherently racist and they have the power, but you know what they call it, y'all, white privilege. Why, if it's teaching the children that they have white privilege, why in the hell is all these damn white people going against the critical race theory? When you think they would want their children to know that they have privilege, they have privilege over everybody else? You see all of these Europeans or European descent of so-called white people at these school boards speaking out against critical race theory. That shit is ironic, ain't it? That shit is crazy. It would be like they would be at the school board like, yeah, Pat Maine, hair up and pass that goddamn, put that curriculum in the school. If all these white people that we saying are racist, like, you know, like they tried to, like the Democrats always try to promote, like with Joe Biden, these liberals try to promote, they try to make black people think, like I said, you can't do shit because of racism or white privilege. Why are all these white people at the school going against it? You know, I don't know, man. I'm just maybe my little small mind can't conceive it. I don't know, y'all. Maybe I'm just messed up. Maybe my mind just, you know, tripped out on it. That's why I tell y'all. I look at things differently now. And one thing why I do, because I question things. I ration it out. I put it in my mind. And I think about, like, hold on, what sense does this make? And I like X, Y, Z, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Hold up, this shit just don't make no goddamn sense. So I don't just go with the narrative anymore like I used to. Because when I didn't know no better, when I was trying to educate myself, now that I'm educating myself and really looking at things, as our good brother Carter G. Woodson says again, I'm using my own analytical mind. Let me find it right there, right fast, to get that quote where my brother Carter G. Woodson was talking about that. Find that book again. And so that's what I'm starting to do, use my own analytical. What time, much time we got here, y'all? We're going to have about 15 minutes. I didn't know how long I was going to be in here. Let's play this right fast as I find that clip. Let's play that again with Ketanji Brown Jackson and her nominee, with whom she was talking to Marsha Blackburn. Let's play this while I find this excerpt. I mean, this what you call it I'm looking for.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't? Let me ask you this then. United States versus Virginia, the Supreme Court struck down VMI's male-only admission policy. Writing for the majority, Justice Ginsburg stated, supposed inherent differences are no longer accepted as a ground for race or national origin classifications. Physical differences between men and women, however, are enduring. The two sexes are not fungible. A community made up exclusively of one sex is different from a community composed of both. Do you agree with Justice Ginsburg that there are physical differences between men and women that are enduring?
Senator, respectfully, I am not familiar with that particular quote or case,
okay.
So it's hard for me to comment as to whether
or not. All right. I'd love to get your opinion on that, and you can submit that. Do you interpret Justice Ginsburg's meaning of men and women as male and female?
Again, because I don't know the case, I don't know how I interpret it. I need to read the whole thing.
Okay. Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in
okay.
this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law, and I decide.
Well,
so I'm not...
The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we are hearing about. Just last week, an entire generation of young girls watched as I...
Okay, I just stopped it right there. But y'all see that. Like she said, and that's clear. Now, we know she's a goddamn judge. We know she's not a damn biologist. Hell, I'm not a goddamn biologist, but I know what a damn woman is. You know, I know what a woman is. Like I said, today is my fifth anniversary today of being married to a woman. You know, and hell, she know what a woman is, and I damn sure know what a woman is. And I hope I ain't been married to nothing other than that for 5 years, but we actually been together for 14 years. But today is our fifth anniversary, so appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for saying that. I'm happy anniversary. I heard y'all. Appreciate that. I just flattered y'all. But, damn. Like I said, so this is what she's saying, and people are like, well, why are they asking her something like that, didn't they? It was about the case. It was about a case that she was asking her about, and she couldn't answer, you know, the situation because she don't know too much about the case, you know, the case, the law about that case. But she was just trying to see the, you know, about the word, a word that was used in that about woman. The distinctive thing about it was all male school or something like that. And she was talking about the differences between, you know, a male and female or a woman and men. And she was just trying to get her to define, you know, because she acted like she didn't know what the hell a woman was, the differences. So this was she asked, well, do you know what a man, woman is? I mean, do you know what a woman is? I can't define that. Damn, that's crazy. So how will you, if a case came up to the Supreme Court? I'm going to read about Carnegie Wilson. I got 10 minutes. I'm going to get ready to get out of here. If a case came about, go to Supreme Court, that had to deal with women's rights, right? Had to deal with women's rights. Because, you know, even with voting, it took a while for women to get their right to vote, right? Some things that's in the Constitution dealing with women's rights to vote and all of that, right? So even with that, how can you rule on anything dealing with the Constitution where it talks about women's rights if you don't even know what a woman is? You can't rule. You cannot judge on the case because you have no goddamn clue what a woman is. So any case that comes before that Supreme Court dealing with what a woman is, she would not be able to even deal with it because she don't even know what a woman is. Y'all see that? They talk about how black women, but how women are being discriminated against. I got to slow it down. Discriminated against. Women do not have the equal pay and all of this stuff. What if a case came before that about women not having equal pay and unfair wages? How in the hell is she going to rule on the case when she don't even know what a woman is? She can't. She can't. She don't know what a woman is. You know, she can't define what a woman is. I'm just saying, y'all, and we know she know. we know she know. But again, she going along with the she don't want to tee off a certain status quo of people. So she playing the the game. But if you really didn't, but I'm just saying, if she really didn't, how can she rule on that as a judge? Right? But anyway, that's crazy shit, y'all. 9 minutes. Now 8 minutes and some change. Let's go here. Let's read something here from my brother Carter G. Woodson, another excerpt from the Miseducation of the Negro. Brother Carter G. Woodson says right here, because Marshall Blackburn Reed talked about this progressive education, the danger of the progressive education that is being perpetuated throughout the school systems with the curriculums. Brother Carter G. Woodson says right here, y'all, here you go. He says, philosophy have long conceded that every man has two educations, that which is given to him, and the other that which he gives to himself. He's saying there's two different educations, one that just giving to you and one that that he gives to himself. Of the two kinds, the latter is far more desirable. Indeed, all that is most worthy in man, he must work out and conquer for himself. That is that which constitute our real and best nourishment. What are we morally taught, solemnly nourish the mind like that which we teach ourselves? And it's just like being self-educated, like myself, like I tell y'all, I didn't finish, school. I went to the seven. Hell, I didn't even finish the goddamn seven. So it's a lot of stuff that I had to really think about and like I said, just look at it and try to learn for myself and try to learn how to decipher a lot of things for myself. You know what I mean? There's something else he said over here. I'm trying to get to it right fast. Okay. Here's another part where he talked about right fast, Sister Brothers. He says, the objective and critical thinking is to learn how to not take all information literal. Y'all hear that? Critical thinking. I got some books over here even on critical thinking as well. Learn to you think critical. Here we go. That's why I said again, I was talking about the Bible earlier, y'all. Remember I talked about the Bible earlier? Just because we say believe it in like the whole part of the Red Sea don't mean, and I say I believe in the Bible. Well, you believe they part of the Red Sea? No. Don't take that literal. It's certain thing. It's a teaching. It might be a teaching tool, but and one person might take that story and he might not believe it to be literal. It might be something that he or she can take from that story and get some principles out of it, some principles or some kind of moral thing out of it. And another person can get some out of it, another whole story out of it to help them in their lives. It's just, this is how we done. And, the African thought, man. Y'all, this is what we see. Y'all talking about African thought. It's African thoughts. Come on. But anyway, it says the objective of critical thinking is to learn how not to take all information literal, to read between the lines for deeper understanding, and then evaluate the information by comparing it to other sources of knowledge. This process expounds one mind and opens up new vices for learning, right? It is the means by which one may resurrect from mental death and experience a profound rebirth of consciousness. Yes, indeed. And this is right here, my brothers and sisters, is how Brother Sunray, Brother Arya learned. This is what I've done. Not through education, the school education. Well, I just learned how to parrot, and it was somewhere he said this in one of the things. Learn just how to regurgitate stuff. I had to learn how to, use my own analytical mind, think critical. And he said something about it. It was something here that he did say something about analytical mind. I can't remember where it is. Off the top, I might have some on Friday. Let me see here. Let me just read this here. See what it says here. How that information? Okay. We live in a world where we are constantly bombarded with information. How that information is presented to us, its accuracy and how it is perceived, determines our perception of reality. Learning to develop critical thinking skills is the first lesson one must master in pursuit of the other education that Dr. Woodson refers. Critical thinking skills allow people to become aware of levels of thought, which give them the capability to assume greater control over their lives. And then different levels to it. And I get into some of this on Friday, if I can remember. I'll make a note of it. I'll hold that thought because we get ready to get out of here. I got 3 minutes. But, yes, sister, brother, sister, just coming in the house right here to talk to you, man. Truth Talk. Brother Sutton Ray 9 in the house right here. Thank y'all for tuning in again right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. We always appreciate you for coming in the house right here. Whether you're listening in right here to Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and TalkShoot.com, because both of these sites are the sites that we actually host from when we're on live, just like right now. I'm simulcasting from both sites, man. So, hey, as well on TalkShoot, I'm going to start to try to get back to doing the video shows, because I used to come on and do the shows on video and things of this nature. So I'm going to try to get back into doing those as well. You know, it probably won't be with the Culture Freedom show because, you know, different people be on and we don't all be on camera. So when I probably do the Sunday 9 show or something other than that on Fridays, I will do the cameras so I can show different videos and different presentations and things of this nature, probably screen sharing some information and things like that. So I got to get back to that right there. So, yeah, TalkShoe is the actual official page technically that we do the show, but Blog Talk, we do it as well because I use the telephone number on Blog Talk. And I give y'all the telephone number, man. Y'all write down this number. Y'all always can have it, especially on Friday nights when we come in live on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern time. The number to call in that show is at 563 is the area code. 563 is the area code. The rest of the number is 999-3081. One more time. That is 563-999-3081 is the call-in number to catch us on Culture Freedom Radio on live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And so we will be in the house again if Most High is willing this Friday night. And also, whether 4-hour Tanakh classes, Torah classes, and things of this nature, the Chief Rabbi did on yesterday on the Shabbat class, did one, marriage according to Torah. Marriage according to Torah. The Chief did a lecture on yesterday. You can check that out on Liberation Tabernacle on TalkShoe as well. The Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Yes, it's Yah. That's Y-A-H-Y-H-H, y'all spell Yah, just do a short abbreviation. But you also can find it just as you can find Culture Freedom Radio. You can find both of these shows, the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah and Culture Freedom, on all of these sites I'm about to name. You can find them in all the same places. We're on Amazon Music Store, the Amazon Music Store. You find Culture Freedom and the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah on Amazon, iHeartRadio, the Apple Podcasting Store, on Spotify, still on Spotify. I thought about taking it off, but nah, I don't know. I'm sick of it. I hate goddamn Spotify. But anyway, since they canceled my other show. But still on Spotify, what's this other one called? Stitcher. This thing called Stitcher FM. There's some more. I'm trying to think of all the big night. TuneIn. What's the thing? TuneIn Radio, most definitely. TuneIn Radio. Pick up the TuneIn Radio. Yes, sir. So we on all of those things, Apple, Amazon, Pandora. Peace to Pandora. All the brothers and sisters are listening to Pandora. I've been intending to make sure I give y'all a shout-out, Pandora, because primarily that's where everybody listens to the download show at, man, on Pandora. So shout-out to everybody right there on Pandora, man. Hit that like button if y'all like the shows on Pandora. Man, hit that like button, man. Give us some likes over there. So yes, sir, on Pandora, peace to all of you right there. But hey, man, get ready to get up out of here, man. Brother Thunder Ray 9 has been in the house right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we see y'all on Friday. And I might come out, something happened, you know, man. So I might come in and do a little show, a little sharing my perspective on something. But other than that, see y'all on Friday. Peace.